great Derek Shapiro show live from Channel 1 in Atlanta, ATL, and here in Salem, Massachusetts. This is the Witch City here in Salem, Massachusetts. Now we have Vinny and Johnny in Atlanta. How you doing, Vinny?
Derek, I'm doing fantastic, brother.
Yes. How well are you doing fantastic? Like, do you know the Fantastic Spring?
I suppose.
Would you spray yourself with the whole bottle of Fantastic? Is that how fantastic you are tonight?
Oh, yeah. I would fill an entire bathtub full of Fantastic right now.
That's good. Johnny, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I've been better, you know. Back in the hot seat. Late night, couldn't make it tonight.
But you know, me and you are talking on the same show for once. So, is your spirits up?
You said, is my spirits up?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Now, we have a terrific show tonight. Because for once, there's no woman on the show tonight. It's a woman calls. Okay. But also, we have a great actor. Oh, we have a caller. I think coming in. Who is this caller?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, yes, so the owner for Luigi's Beverly in Beverly, Massachusetts, which is right next to Salem. How are you doing, Kevin?
All right. How are you doing today?
Good. We have Vinny on the line in Atlanta, and we have Johnny Richmond. Me, of course, the host. I'm in Salem, Massachusetts right now. So what do you have to say about your restaurant, Luigi's in Beverly?
Well, we have one of the only pizza shops in pretty much Massachusetts, but at least North Shore, that sells a very distinct, it's called a sweet sauce pizza.
What is a sweet sauce pizza about?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a sweet sauce. It gives the whole pizza just a whole different flavor. It's a pretty awesome pizza. It's almost like trying a whole new food for the first time if you never had one, because it's a lot different than the typical pizza.
Now, you also have great stuff there. You have great salads. One of my great friends, okay, here in Salem, loves salads, you know? So tell me about your salads.
We use a nice, fresh, three-green salad. So we don't use a typical iceberg salad. We use a nice three greens with some spinach, some other greens in there. We basically make every salad fresh to order, so we don't pre-make them the morning before, the morning of. We make them fresh to order every day, so you're going to get the vegetables are going to be as nice, as fresh as possible. And then we have a nice homemade pita bread that usually we make that also fresh to order, and that comes out nice and warm, so that's a good addition.
Now,
to
pita bread is good. You know, back in the day, I was so dumb. I thought pita bread was only for people named Peter.
No, Sam can eat it too.
Well, that's good because, John's brother's name is Peter, so but John, see, you can have the pita bread, John.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're located at 32 Street in Beverly, Mass., and right near the Salem border.
Yeah, right near the Salem, right near the Salem-Beverly Bridge. It's definitely, I consider it a destination pizza spot as far as it's a one-of-a-kind pizza that you really can't get anywhere else. So I suggest people that don't even live in Beverly, maybe Salem, Peabody, Danvers, anywhere in the local area, to at least come by and give it a shot if they've never had the sweet sauce, because I'm telling you, it's definitely one of the best pizzas around.
Now you do live in parts of Salem, and you do live in Beverly. That's the only two cities you do live into?
Pretty much, yeah. Those are pretty much the only two cities that we do deliver to right now.
Now, some of the Lynn's watching tonight, right? And they really want your services. Would you deliver to Lynn tonight?
I can't deliver to Lynn tonight, unfortunately, because what we have actually is we use a delivery service. So the service that I have, it gives the customers locally, I think, a better option for delivery, because they have a bunch of delivery drivers usually on at a time. So I can usually get the deliveries out a little bit quicker. But unfortunately, Lynn is just a little bit too far. With the traffic and whatnot, it just takes a little bit too long to get the pizza out there. I'll be honest, it just wouldn't be that fresh when it got out there.
Exactly. Now, Now, also, if people mention my show, okay, the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS Mutation, you know, they get $5 off a large pizza, right?
Yeah, they mention the show between now and Saturday, they get $5 off a large pizza.
And $4 off any menu item, too.
Yeah, if they wanted, well, they, either or. So if they just wanted something else, like you said, maybe a sub, a nice salad, they could take $4 off any of that. So it's basically like trying it for next to nothing. So I just want to try to get people to come in and try the food and see how good it is, and then the rest is up to them.
Awesome. Now, also, too, you have a lot of ladies at that place, too?
I mean, I guess so, sure.
I think you will tonight because we have a lady liking actor on the show at the end of the show. And you're on the same show as a popular actor who a lot of ladies like him. Austin Peck, formerly of Days of Our Lives and formerly of One Life to Live in the soap opera world. So a lot of ladies like him, and a lot of ladies will probably come to your restaurant now.
All right. Well, that's okay then. That's a good thing.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Kevin, the owner. And you've been in business over there for 3 years. So that's good. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you having me on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. And people can give you a call, too, by the way. One more thing, 978-922-2828.
You got 922-2828.
And area code 978. So people in Atlanta, they have to fly here. You know, and maybe, you know, people from Atlanta come up business trips all the time down up to Boston area. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, if people that live down in Atlanta, you're up in this area, it's definitely worth trying.
Exactly. And a lot of people, when they come to the hotel, the fancy hotel downtown film, and I bet you we deliver to a fancy hotel, right?
We will take it to that fancy hotel 100%, sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much again, Kevin, the owner of Luigi's Beverly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. All right, Vinny. Vinny Bucci.
Yo, Derek.
Now, you being Italian, right? What do you think about that?
Sounds good to me, man. You know me. I'm practically a pizzatarian.
You're what? You're a pizzatarian?
Absolutely.
Well, I know that for a fact because last year, when me, you, and John and Jerry were actually eating at the pizza place after the premiere of the movie that we saw of The Watch, okay, with when I was a extra in that movie, you were eating pizza like crazy. I mean, I think you're a pizzaholic.
Oh yeah, exactly. I still remember when the pizza slice actually fell to the ground. I'd never seen like an employee like freak out so much. I wasn't even upset. Like I knew it wasn't his fault, but he was like so scared he was gonna get fired. It was just made me laugh.
Is that Jerry in the background? Jerry, did Jerry Truman come on the phone yet?
Not yet. I'm still trying to get a hold of him.
Who else is on the phone? We have Vinny, we have Johnny Richmond, and who else is over there?
That's all we have.
Okay, no, I thought someone beeped in when I was speaking to Kevin. Okay, so do you have a list in front of you on Facebook? Do you know what song I'm going to play first?
Oh, song? Yes.
Okay, this is number 5 song from the month of June.
Number 5 song is Matchbox 20, Overjoyed.
No. I'm sorry, number one, listen to number one, but it's the 5 song for the month of June.
5 songs for the month of June?
One.
Okay,
yeah, one,
Rolla Call Me?
It's the first one, listen to number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. It's the first one listed.
Rolla Call Me.
I'm sorry?
Rolla featuring Derek Shapiro, Call Me.
Yes, from the movie The Case of the Radio Show Host. Yes, that's what you're in, Vinny. And then we'll come back with a Todd Hanson interview, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back after that song.
Just call me. Just call me. When you need me, you call me.
first thing that you say to me is, what are you doing?
It's always something,
never how you been. It's a baby crying or a husband nagging.
Are you busy?
And do you think you can lend some money? I don't get paid till next week.
Mama.
And foolishness, it makes me sick when I think of it. But I am right here always.
You call me whether I'm busy. You call me whether I want to sleep.
I wanna kick my shoes off and then get my glove on.
Calling,
damn, I can't sit down. But I know anyway.
Hey, Rolla, you're not busy, are you?
I'm about to take a shower.
Well, I need you to look up a phone number for me.
Why didn't you take it with you?
I need you to look up Essence's and J Rhythm's phone number.
I thought you had it.
I lost it. I thought I had it with me over here, but I don't. And by the way, are we meeting for dinner tonight?
You call me whether I'm busy. You call me whether I want to sleep. You call me whether I'm aggravated. You call me if I just went to sleep.
You'll tell me all these stupid things. Do I really have to hear it all? Let me tell you that you are so
vulnerable
to chaos. Why don't you learn how to walk away? Cause it's your own fault, baby.
It's boring
to hear the same. It makes me sick just to hear the ring.
Hello, it's you.
Just
again.
Grow up and forget it. It, don't let it beat you, but I am right here.
You call me whether I'm busy. You call me whether I want to sleep. You call me whether I'm aggravated.
I'm aggravated.
You call me if I just went to sleep.
You call.
Right. First of all, we have Vinny Bucci. Boochman, how you doing, Boochman?
Derek, I am doing wonderful.
Vinny, when you sit down, is it just me, or, I mean, I don't want to be rude, but it looks like you gained some weight a little bit.
I look what?
Looks like you gained some weight sitting down.
I don't know. I guess I just don't proportion well in a chair. I don't know.
Wait, stand up to me. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Stand up for a second. Are you standing?
Yeah, I'm standing.
Okay, you know what? I don't see you standing yet. Okay, I'm sorry. It's a delay, so because I see you in a green shirt, you know, and okay, now you look better. See, you look more like Jonah Hill on his fat days. I love how you say in your jokes. You're the love child of Andrew Dice Clay and Roseanne Barr, right?
Yes. Yes, my mom was a housewife. My father was a womanizer with a shitty film career.
You know, I interviewed Roseanne Barr before on my show, so, you know, you have something in common with Roseanne, you know that?
Yeah, it turns out I have a lot in common with Roseanne, apparently.
Yeah, and I was in a movie, I was an extra movie in The Watch with Jonah Hill, you know? So, but you know, I'm an extra, and I haven't seen the movie yet, but I could be seen in Grown Ups 2, maybe, who knows? I was in an auditorium scene, and behind Adam Sandler and Selma Hayek, okay, and Kevin James. Now, I'm telling you, you look better than Kevin James. You look way thinner than Kevin James, okay?
Yeah, Kevin's still a little bit bigger than me.
Yes, he is. But if you grew a bit of mustache, I bet you you could be like the nephew of Kevin James.
I can add that to my fat celebrity list.
Yes.
Eventually.
Kevin James. And then you got to say, you know how Kevin James used to say Carrie on Kings and Queens?
Yeah.
Can you do a Kevin James expression, Carrie?
Not really sure. Like, I mean, when he says Carrie, like, I don't really. Kevin James is not really one of those impersonations I can really do. I mean, he has. I don't know if he has a distinct enough voice to really do an impersonation.
Exactly.
He doesn't really like have a distinct voice. He just has a funny delivery in the way he does things. That's really what makes Kevin James funny. Yeah.
I have a proposition for you and John. Now, John's wearing a black shirt, which makes him look good, okay? And Vinny, you wear a green shirt, okay? It's not easy wearing green. Would you two switch shirts?
Normally I would, but I worked an 8-hour shift today, so I don't think he wants what's stuck to this shirt. Like, I think it's way too sweaty. I had to put it in a washer or something like that. Trust me, if this was a clean shirt, I'd be happy to switch.
I don't know if it'll fit.
Well, just, what do you say about that?
This is a medium shirt. Well, what size shirt do you wear?
Usually a large.
Okay, so let's go on to the next segment. Who's the next one, the next segment?
Next segment?
Yes.
I tell you, man, this is one of those topsy-turvy musical days. The next song is...
No, not the next one. This is, well, okay, I'll say this, okay? Before the next one is Todd Hansen.
Okay, this is...
That's from Utah, okay? Okay? Todd Hansen.
Okay? Todd Hansen, yeah.
Yes, I met him on the streets last week, and he didn't put me on a show. But this interview will explain it. This is a 10-minute interview, and here's the interview right now on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 87, okay?
Okay.
All right, here it is.
Derek Shapiro on location here at a hotel here in Peabody, Mass. And I have a special guest with me from the Story Trek with Todd Hansen. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
Yes, thank you for joining me on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, and 80s, 90s, 2000s today, radio TV.
Lots of stuff.
Yes, talking with Derek, of course, and Derek Shapiro's morning show. So I'll be re-eared a few times this week, you know. So you're in town from Utah, is it right?
Yeah, we all the way from Utah here to do a TV episode of our show, The Story Trek, and we bump into you.
Yes, I can't believe it. You know, it's going to be on in the next few months in September, so that's going to be cool. And I'm using a special microphone for this one, you know what I'm saying? This is a privilege. You know, I feel like Johnny Costa with this.
He always had the microphone. Exactly. David Letterman has
that. David Letterman has it. Yeah. Jay Leno.
Very important.
But Jay Leno's going to be kicked to the curb pretty soon. You know,
he is.
Right?
Yeah. Well, but then is he going to be back too? You never
I don't
know.
Think it's going to be. Well, maybe on internet.
Yeah. Maybe well, he was internet. Kicked to the curb and then he came back.
Exactly.
And, you know.
So I think he's just going to be, you know, maybe retire just to drive his cars now.
You know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, how many cars does he have? You know what I'm saying? He has more cars than I have here, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just drive your car, go to Johnny Rockets. That's what he wants to do.
That's
you know,
what I'm saying. So, you get interviewed too a lot? I know you interview a lot of people. You interview me, you know?
I do get interviewed on occasion. I like doing the interviewing.
You do?
More than the interview.
So when the tables are turned like this, yeah. I'm like, I'm interviewing you. How does it make you feel?
I don't like it so much.
Why? Now, tell
it's just different. It's outside of my comfort zone.
I'm
much better asking the questions.
Asking the questions.
Yeah. So I don't like people prying into my life.
Okay. So of course, I mean, for instance, you know, people prying into my life. I noticed that marriage room. Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Been married 22 years.
Wow.
It shows up a couple weeks ago. Four girls.
Four girls.
Yeah.
No boys, huh?
No boys.
But then I have a daughter and I have a son, of course. You know.
Oh, well, you did that perfectly.
Exactly. $1 million, right?
Nice work. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, tell me, I mean, how long are you on the road?
Not too much. It works out to be about probably a week and a half a month. Yeah, it's not too terrible.
Okay.
It's not great for family life.
Exactly.
It's not as bad as some jobs are on the road. We do a little under half of the episodes within the state of Utah, so that makes it easy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So how does your children feel about you being on the road a lot?
They don't like it.
Don't like it. And no one doesn't like it either, huh?
No.
No.
The kids think it's cool that Dad has a TV show.
Exactly.
They wish that it was just instantly made.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Well, me, I have luxury. I go away, you know, 2 weeks. Well, no, 4 weeks out of the year. So, you know,
yeah.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
But it's fun,
yeah,
though, because, you know, especially when you're on the road, don't you love seeing different restaurants?
Oh yeah.
And don't you love meeting the people?
Well, that's what my show is all about.
Meeting people, exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the strangest person that you interview, other than me? Other than me.
Other than you. The strangest person. Boy. You know, we met a guy up in Tremont, Utah. His name was Nard.
Nard.
Yeah. And
was he filled with lard?
Yeah, Nard filled with lard. He was brilliant. Mm-hmm. He's got an IQ that is off the charts.
Okay.
An inventor. But, and his wife describes him as weird and a bit odd. And you know how they describe geniuses as kind of teetering the line between brilliance and insanity?
Yes.
You know? And he says if he doesn't do a certain thing each day, then his mind just sort of starts driving him crazy.
Sure.
And what that is, he has to go out and pick up trash along his little route that he walks.
Really?
If he doesn't do that, his mind plays fits with him.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. That's,
yeah,
pretty cool.
But he's invented all kinds of amazing things.
How old is he?
He's retired.
Really?
Yeah, so he's an elderly gentleman.
Sure, sure.
But just an amazing guy.
So how did you get started with your show, you know, the Story Trek with Todd Hanson?
Well, I used to be a news reporter in Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm,
and I did these little random stories there once a week.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go around Salt Lake City, Utah, and we would just knock on doors, and the first person who agreed to be on television, we would tell their story.
That's cool.
They didn't care who it was.
That's cool.
I thought everybody is worth hearing from.
Exactly.
And they turned out to be amazing stories.
Yep.
But it wasn't enough to keep me in the news business, so I quit the news business. This was 10 years ago.
What did you do with the news business?
I was a reporter and an anchor.
Field reporter?
Yeah, field reporter.
And a news anchor on the desk, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and what did you do, the evening news, morning news?
Evening news on the weekends,
okay.
So I was a weekend anchor.
Now,
yeah.
Now you're like the other news reporters who I've interviewed, too, before, you know. Did you always blame the meteorologist for bad weather?
You mean the weather guesser?
Yes.
Oh, they call him meteorologist.
Yes.
That's a big term.
Exactly.
You know, that fancy scientific name.
Exactly.
Yeah, weather guessers. That's
exactly
what they are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
exactly.
You blame them. They have no control.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But let me give you some nice weather guessers.
Yeah.
On my time. So, you're on radio too, and you're on television. You know?
Yeah, it's on BYU Radio as well, which is on XM.
XM. Okay.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be on satellite radio?
It's really cool. You know, I didn't even know it.
You didn't know it?
Yeah, I didn't know my show was on the radio, that they put it on BYU Radio. I knew it was on BYU TV all across the country, but then somebody told me, yeah, I was listening to your show the other day on the radio, and I said, wow, that's funny. I didn't know it was on there. You know?
So do you listen to yourself?
No.
No, you don't listen to
No.
yourself? Do you watch yourself?
Occasionally. You know, we had our season premiere Monday night.
Okay.
And so my family rushed down when it started to watch the show, and I'm like, why are y'all running down to watch TV?
Exactly.
You know? And well, your show's on.
Exactly.
Oh, I was busy. I had stuff to do. I had to get ready for this trip.
Exactly.
You know, back east. So I watched some of it.
Yeah, but it's amazing because I interview people in the business. I say, do you watch your own stuff? Do you listen to yourself? I say, I live it, so I'm going to watch it. You know?
Well, by the time it hits air, we have seen it so many times through the editing process.
Born after the process.
Yeah, like the last thing we want to do is see it again.
Exactly.
And the last thing I want to do is see myself again.
I think your own family can humble you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I take it from experience because, you know, like I say, okay, Dad's on, or I tell my parents, you know, I'm on.
Yeah.
I say, okay.
Yeah, they're like, so?
So, you know, we had to live with you, you know what I'm saying, you know?
And that's great.
Exactly.
Because it is humbling.
Yeah, it is
yeah,
humbling.
Yeah, and you need
humbling.
That.
You need that.
Because you'd get a big head.
Exactly. I already have a big head.
I know,
you know?
I know. I've only known you for, you know, a few hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can tell.
Tell me, what's the most interesting place you have visited in this line of work? So
most interesting place? Yes. Wow.
Other than this
question.
Place.
Boston is amazing.
Yeah, it is
you know,
amazing.
This area, I love it. I've been here before, you know, just on vacation. Sedona, Arizona.
Really? Tell me
was
about Sedona.
Amazing. You know, we took this trip to Arizona. I thought I was just going to bake. You know, it was going to be so hot and miserable.
Sure.
But we were in the Flagstaff, Sedona
yes.
area, and it was up in the mountains, and it was gorgeous. It was cool. It was like no other place I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The Oregon coast
was
unbelievably gorgeous. It rivals Hawaii.
Yes.
I mean, I have never seen a prettier place in this country than the Oregon coast. But it was freezing cold, and apparently it's always cold there.
Exactly, Now tell me, you've interviewed males and females, right?
Yeah.
How do you keep control when you interview a beautiful, beautiful female?
I think of my wife.
Yes, you have to, I guess.
Yeah. And is that the proper way to answer that question?
I think so.
Without the safe way?
Without getting slapped when you go back home, right?
Yeah.
what do you get critically, like any bad things that people say about your show, any good stuff? What's some bad stuff and good stuff?
We don't have much bad stuff. I'm trying to think, in 3 years of doing this, I think we've had three critical people. We did an episode in Connecticut, and a lady emailed, and she was upset that I said I liked this family that we ended up doing the final story on.
Sure.
And she thought it was because they were very wealthy. They were both doctors, the husband and wife. And she said, well, yeah, you only liked them because they were wealthy. Well, that wasn't the case. They were super nice. I mean, they were some of the most friendly people we've ever met.
Sure.
They lived right on the water in Mystic. And
oh, Mystic.
That was a beautiful place.
Yeah.
You know.
Not too far from my home state of Rhode Island.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So, I don't know. We had that. I don't know. We've had just a few negative comments. Overwhelming positive comments. It's been amazing. It's surprising because you expect to get some negative, and my show's not for everybody. Any show isn't for everybody, but it's surprising how many people like this. And I get emails all the time, even from all around the world, people who watch this on the internet, and they say, a parent will say, I watch this and I love it, but then my kids will sit down and they'll watch it with me too. And I think that's fairly rare these days, where a whole family will sit down and watch and reach that many demographics. Because we'll interview kids, we'll interview old people, we'll interview anybody. It doesn't matter. Whoever answers the door or we run into on the street.
Exactly. What's the most positive reaction you got from the show?
Positive reaction. I get emails a lot of people who say it's changed their life by watching what other people have gone through. And we talk to a lot of people who have gone through really difficult times. And when they're talking to us, it's usually because they're on the other end of that difficult experience.
Sure.
And the people at home say, because I watched them and they made it through, I feel like I can make it through.
Sure.
So I get a lot of those. And for me, that's really positive. That makes it all worthwhile.
And before we go, the website that they can find you on too?
They can find it on byutv.org/thestorytrek.
If people want to email you personally, you check your email?
Yeah. They can email todd@thestorytrek.com. That's T-O-D-D, T-O-D-D, @thestorytrek.com.
Awesome. Now, my interview is going to be on in September. So, September?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure the date exactly. September 9th. My producer is doing this in the background.
Okay. So because I'm going to have you on around that time, too.
Okay.
Back on my show, which, because I want to plug this thing so much. So, I want to get my friends to watch me on your show.
Yeah, he's going to be on our show.
Exactly.
We ran into him randomly.
Exactly. So. Well, thank you for being on the Derek Shapiro Show.
And thanks for having me.
TV station in 80s, 90s, 2000s, favorite TV. So thank you very much.
You bet.
We'll have you back on my show shortly in a few months.
Thanks.
We are live here on Channel 2, and with Channel 1, we have Vinny and Johnny, of course. Vinny and Johnny, that sounds like a good name of like a drink. It's a Johnny and Vinny drink, right?
Could be, yeah.
And of course, we have a superstar, okay? I mean you can just go by M. Rhodes, okay? Or Ms. Rhodes, right?
Right.
Yes, Melissa Rhodes is joining us again. Thank you much for joining us. How are you doing, M. Rhodes?
Good. How are you, Derek Shapiro, live?
Oh, good. I'm doing very good. You can just call me D-Shap, you know? That should be my new nickname, D-Shap, okay? Because I'm going to shock everybody's entertainment, you know?
Works for me.
Yes. So, am I scaring you yet, Melissa?
No. Not yet.
So, by the way, how's Tony doing?
He's good. He's just working. He should be back soon.
Yes, you know, that is good. That is good. So Melissa, you're going to be on another station tonight, okay? I mean, I can't believe this. I'm going to be mentioning another station, but I got to give you a plug because you're going to be on another station tonight, another internet show. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell us about this, because you're someone that's hot. Right now, Busted is lower on the charts, but it's on the charts, the weekly charts, like number 10 and number whatever, 11. And your song number 2 is Dream for the weekly, okay? Did you know that?
I didn't, but now I do, knowing it's half the battle.
Okay, and of course, I'm playing Freaky Boy, because, am I the Freaky Boy in the song, or is Tony the Freaky Boy in the song, your boyfriend?
I think it's you, Derek. I'm singing to you, but nobody knows.
I mean, I thought maybe you were a Freaky Boy, because every time I see you, I kiss your hand right in front of Tony, right?
You do.
Yes, and that's freaky, isn't it?
It is kind of freaky.
Imagine if me, John, Vinny, and Jerry all kissed your hand together. You got to rewrite a song called Freaky Men.
I could.
Yes. So tell me about this radio interview you have at 9 o'clock tonight following my show.
Well, it's not really an interview as it is, like, them trying to put my song in rotation. So they have a segment called Ill or Kill It. So
Ill or Kill It.
And they need to say that they want my song to be on there, Busted. So all of you have to call.
So what time are you going to be playing this song?
I have to call in at 9. I think it's like a first come, first serve kind of thing. So I call, and whoever's the most eager will get their song played, and then bam. That's when everyone needs to call. I'm telling everyone to call at 9.
9? And this is a 347 area code, isn't it?
Do what?
This is a 347 area code, so that's Florida.
Is it? Maybe that's probably like a conference call thing, but I think they're here in Georgia. I don't know.
They're in Georgia, really? Okay. Hey, by the way, let me ask you a question, guys. Because you're in Georgia, and, you know, I lived in Georgia, and where did you have the Georgia-Florida line featuring Nelly with Cruz, that song?
You want me to be honest?
Yes, be honest, Melissa. We need your honesty.
It's kind of fucking corny, to be honest with you.
Why is it so fucking corny?
I don't know. I just feel like I was listening to country music recently because Tony's really into it, and I just feel like it's not raw anymore. It sounds very glossy, very pop. Do you know what I mean? Like the lines of where pop and rock and all these musics now, it's like there's not really a divide. They almost all kind of sound the same. Do you guys feel this way, or am I the only one?
Okay, well, I like the song because it has a good feel. I mean, Nelly did that song with Tim McGraw.
That's just your pussy
about that. I'm a pussy? Oh, thank you very much. So Vinny, I'm a pussy cat. Okay, Vinny, what do you think about the Florida Georgia Line featuring Nelly?
I actually thought the song was very interesting. The fact that Nelly and Tim McGraw are collaborating on a song is one of those weird moments.
No, that was years ago. No, but I'm talking about the Florida Georgia Line group with Nelly. Today's song.
Okay, well, I just proved I have no idea what I'm talking about.
It's so whack that Vinny doesn't even like it.
Not that I don't like it, it's just I've never heard of it. I was trying, I guess I walked into that one.
Okay, Johnny, what do you think about that song?
I thought the song was pretty cool. And, you know, I guess a lot of people that listen to country like it as well.
I mean, all I know is, with that song, mean more if you travel from Florida to Georgia on the Florida-Georgia line.
Okay, that was really dorky. What's your email address, Derek?
Okay, I'm sorry?
What's your email address?
Oh, no, I got all the information on the Facebook about, Derek Shapiro Show at yahoo.com. Now, what's so, okay, wait, what is, Vinny? Vinny? This is Vinny Gucci?
Wow.
It's terrible, right, Vinny?
It's redneck meets the Boys in the Hood in a odd combination. Like, it sounds like a techno, one of those weird techno songs, like, and it has auto-tune, which, turn off.
It has auto-tune in a country song.
Auto-tune in a country song is just not right. It's like, I just can't imagine any country song having auto-tunes, like, Home, okay. Home on the range. Like, it just don't sound right.
Now, we'll go back to the music now, okay? We're going to do the number four, third, and well, we'll have two on the list, okay, Vinny? And the third on the list and the fourth on the list. Then we'll come back with the five and six, okay?
Okay.
So what's number two, three, or four?
Number two is Andy Grammer, Miss Me. Which is
the fourth song from the month of June. Okay, what's number three?
Melissa Rose, Dream.
And that's number three from the month of June. Okay? Then what's four?
Latrina C, Last Dance.
And that's number two from the month of June. So, Melissa, you are right below Latrina from the month of June, okay? But for this week, you're above, yeah. You're higher than Latrina because you're number two for the week.
Yeah. Melissa has no problem being below Trina.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. But that's for the month. But for this week,
I want to like,
feel like way above. Okay. So here's those three songs right now on the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 87. Okay?
Okay, Derek.
Okay.
I wake up and I'm sober, don't even know you anymore. Puns drunk on a feeling, lost in believing I was sure. I don't care what you have to say, damn words get in the way. Come a time when I look you in the eyes and say I told you so.
Sober. tick tock, a tick tock, like the hands of time. Click, clack, click, clack, like the heels have been chasing me.
Rhonda Marie Hills, Alipol Nimaru, Aisha Allwine, Malik Abdul Records, Easy Taylor, Elizabeth Odette. We have Charlie Rose, Rossi, Lisa, Frank Angeli, Alana Feinberg, Michael Ellis, Sarah Hutchinson Schwartz, Gina Amendola, Delta Joint Cross, Aaron Norden, Diego Dorn Fierro, Christina Massapel Miller. And also, I want to say hello to two sponsors: American Nail Style 2 at 126 Pleasant Street, Marblehead, Mass. Give them a call, 71-639-3556. And I want to say hello to Jesse Danger. Visit him online, jessedanger.com. He does modern jewelry. And I want to say hello to Sandy Burlock Trippin, Fine Art North Shore Studio, Porter Hill, 95 Rantoul Street, Beverly, Mass. Boston Studios are 412A, 450 Harrison Avenue, Boston, Mass. And she wants to mention that there's a gallery night to see all the paintings August 1st from 6 to 8. First Thursday, also Art Walk in Beverly, Mass. So, Vinny and Melissa, Sylvia, tell me about the weather in Atlanta.
Should you repeat that, Derek?
Like sweaty balls.
I'm sorry?
Hot like sweaty balls.
Because it is sweaty up here. It's 90 degrees up north over here. It's Monday, and we're not going to break out of this 90-degree weather until Saturday. What do you think about that up north here?
The weather is really just... I'm just glad it's not raining anymore. That's really all I can care about at this point. I don't care how hot it gets, really, to be honest. Because
how long has it been raining?
Weeks. Like, literally for 3 weeks straight, it rained and rained and rained. Like, it's a miracle. All I know is this. We will never hear... It's going to be a very long time before we hear anyone complaining about a drought, before anyone starts bitching about Lake Lanier... And please get the Native Americans to stop dancing. We don't need rain anymore. They can cease and desist on the dancing. Please, we don't need any more. I appreciate it. I'll stop leaving trash on the freeway if you just stop dancing so we can have sunshine. Please.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Was it raining on the 4th of July?
Yes. I was at my girlfriend's house and it rained all day.
Sure did. I don't believe that. Because I believe you have a girlfriend. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Vinny. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Vinny, okay?
Sure.
Was there a parade on 4th of July?
Was my career... My what?
Was there a parade on 4th of July?
What'd you say?
Derek, we're having a hard time hearing you.
Was there any parade on 4th of July?
No, there was no parade. There was... None that I was aware of. Okay. I think I know they did the Peachtree Road.
Don't let it rain on anybody's parade.
Thank you, Barbara Streisand.
Oh God.
Yes.
So far, all we had a fire. There was a fireworks ceremony in Centennial, I think, and then there was the Peachtree Road race.
Okay, so we're into the number one song now, and actually, Melissa, my latest actor. Melissa, do you like Days of Our Lives?
I like who?
Days of Our Lives, the soap opera.
No.
Okay, do you remember One Life to Live?
I mean, I'm familiar with those shows, but I've never actually, paid attention to them,
though. Okay, well, Austin Peck, he's an actor. He was formerly on Days of Our Lives and One Life to Live. So we have that coming up. But what's the number one song before we get to Austin Peck, Evan?
The number one song is Matchbox 20, Overjoyed.
All right, and then Austin Peck, and we'll come back and close up the show. I'm going to turn off on Channel 2 right now. But the host of the show, we'll come back after that, okay?
Okay.
Feeling my hands start shaking, hearing your voice, I'm overjoyed. I'm sorry, but I have no choice. You're only getting better. Maybe you have your reasons. Maybe you're scared you'll be let down. Are you crying when there's no one around? Well, then maybe
Here on DSS TV station, Talking with Derek and Derek Shapiro Show, episode 87. We have actor Austin Peck. How are you doing, Austin?
I'm great, Derek. How are you?
Great. So, your former of One Life to Live, of course, and Days of Our Lives. So, you're a trainer now, right?
Yeah, it's one of the things I'm doing. It's a love of mine. I work at a, just all my own do my own thing and kickboxing at a UFC gym.
Kickboxing, you said?
No, boxing.
Boxing.
Yeah.
So do you want to be a professional boxer?
No, I'm 42. I'm beyond that point. No, boxing, martial arts was something I was always kind of into.
Yep.
But then it really became my discipline. It really became boxing. Over 20 years ago.
Yep.
And I've just been doing it ever since. And now I'm teaching it. And, you know, I do group classes that are more like fitness classes with a lot of technique and, you know, that are just with a ton of handguns and like boot camp type stuff. And then I do privates where I teach people one on one and teach people that really want to learn boxing. It's a key to teach them martial arts.
Now, what's some of the boxes that you look up to?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, right now, to me, Mayweather is just such an incredible
Mayweather.
Athlete. I mean, he really is truly, you know, a better part on his own. There's a lot of, you know, middleweights and welterweights right now that are pretty amazing. My ultimate, I would think, is, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, I think, overall, is one of my favorite fighters.
Right. Now, also, are you familiar with the old school, like Vinny Pazienza from Rhode Island?
Yeah, he was really into boxing.
So you must really like the Contender back on NBC when that was on, right?
I watched the first season. I thought that was pretty well done.
Well, you're in the likes of Peter Manfredo, you know the winner, because I interviewed him back in the day.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. I met Sergio that fought Peter.
Yep.
He's a nice guy. He's a good fighter.
So what do you do in the gym now? Like you're a trainer too, like for physical fitness, right?
Yeah, passion of mine ever since I was a young teenager, you know, fitness, and now I'm just doing something I love.
So, of course, you know, you played All-Star on Days of Our Lives back in the day, right?
Yeah, and Brad Snyder on Azure Turner and Rick Powers on One Life to Live.
So tell me, I mean, do you ever train women?
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'm training a woman right now. She's in her 50s, and I'm teaching her boxing as if I would teach, a 19-year-old.
So how does it feel like, does a woman say, oh my God, I'm getting now a workout from and trained by Austin from Days of Our Lives?
Well, I mean, if anyone's ever felt that way, they haven't expressed that to me.
Yes.
They've been much more, I guess, subdued.
Yes.
Or, they haven't really gone that route.
Yep.
So I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, everybody... I don't, when I'm in the gym, to be honest, I don't talk about it unless people bring it up.
Sure. Now, also,
it's
too...
It's a different world for me.
Exactly. So, have you been getting back into acting, and has the One Life to Live reboot asked you to be back on their show?
I know a lot of people on the show. Because One Life to Live, I played a character in that way. He was inconsistent and wasn't a main, he was more of a supporting role character. He was very much a character. And so they had their live, they only had so many people that could get on the show.
Yep.
And the character itself wasn't a mainstream character. So, but they can always bring him back.
Right.
I'm doing also... and another online series that is called Painted Dreams, and we start shooting that at the end of the month.
And who's and where's that going to be? What channel?
I think it might be on the online network.
Is that your show that you created?
No, it's not a show that I created. It's created by. Sonia Biancardo, she used to be producer and director on Natural Turns, and now she's, I think, working on All My Children.
Yep.
I'm totally separate.
And tell me about your character. What's your character going to be like in the show?
Well, it's kind of like, I think it's, the whole premise of it is it takes place behind the scenes of the soap opera.
Yep.
So there's a lot of, there's a lot of comedy in it.
Comedy,
okay. Exactly.
So are you more of a comedy type of person, or are you more of a drama type of person?
To be honest, outside of daytime, I did all comedy.
Comedy. And one other thing, what do you think about Roger Howarth, Kristen Alderson, and Michael Eaton playing different characters now on GH?
Well, what do I think about it?
Yeah.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't think about it, but since you asked me, I think it's great.
Yes. But anyway, thank you much, Austin Peck. And also, too, if people want to reach you for training, where can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me, and it's one place that you get a hold of me. I mean, you have to be in the area, but one gym I work at is a UFC gym. In Ultimate Fighting Championship gym in Totowa, New Jersey. Okay. Like, we're having a grand opening on the 27th, and I think one of the Melissa Gorgia, she'll be there taking one of my classes.
Melissa.
She's from Melissa Gorgia, she does Housewives of New Jersey or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's supposed to come and take in. So we're having a big opening, and it's going to be really fun.
Well, thank you very much, of course, again, Austin Peck, and thank you for being on the DSS TV station and the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you very much.
Hey, guys. Take care, man.
You too.
All right. Now, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. That was the Austin Peck interview. I want to thank Johnny. Thank you very much, John. I couldn't do the show without you.
Of course.
And Vinny Bucci, I couldn't do the show without you, but Vinny.
He stepped out.
Vinny stepped out?
Yeah, Vinny stepped out, and Barry said he wasn't coming in here. He'll catch up with you after the show.
Why is Barry not on the show tonight, Johnny?
I don't know.
All right. And thinking of Ms. Melissa Rose, who's now married. We didn't even get in touch with that now. You know, Melissa and Tony. But she's on another show tonight.
Her last name is no longer Rose.
Well, her last name is Rose.
No, she's married.
Well, her stage name is Melissa Rose. Wait, somebody called in.
Jerry Truman.
Jerry Truman for the last part of the show. Jerry, how you doing, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good.
Jerry, thank you for being part of the show. We're ending the show now, but thank you very much, Jerry.
Yeah, it was kind of busy today, so.
Yeah, well, Jerry.
The true man finally
number,
called
right?
in.
Yes. Hey, Vinny, thank you very much for being part of my show again, Jerry, okay?
Absolutely, man.
Oh, and by the way, Jerry, I proposed to Vinny that you should move in with Vinny, okay? And this is off the air, and I'm trying to talk to you now. You should move in together, and you have like a reality show called Vinny and Jerry, just like Tom and Jerry.
Wow.
Yes, I'll have to chase him around with a mallet.
Yeah, you're chasing him out of the mallet. Okay, that's good, okay? Because Jerry will like that, I think, right?
Well, Jerry's used to getting hammered.
Oh, he's getting hammered all the time. That's just wrong on so many levels.
That, that means several things.
Yeah, and of course, right now you can find Melissa Rose on chainlessentertainment.com/K100. So she can be on there right now debuting her song, Busted, on there, okay?
Great.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody, and I don't know who the star for next month is, but thank you very much. And I want to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Jazzy.
All right.
Jazzy.
Yes. You take it easy, guys, all right?
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.